into his box, and we stood at the rails, Mom and I. We watched as the hairs from the boxes, a rainbow of colors flashed by. Here's 2 lengths behind as he spread round the turn, and I wanted to swear he would fly.
Woof, woof, woof. Three abreast today here on the Non-Chasers. Someone's come down with an illness. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Also, I think Andrew Gunner won't be here with us today. But I'm your host, Paddy Garshag. Non-Chasers back again in the weekly format as committed to last week to all the loyal listeners out there. And the boys on Twitter being a little bit quiet. Well, not really quiet because we buggered up a multi last week, gentlemen. We didn't bugger it up, but we were sort of at the mercy of the scratching gods, which we will touch on, and we will reload and go again. I'm your host, Paddy Garshag, and of course, joined by the great Shagger from Shepparton. Shagger, how are we doing?
Very well, thanks.
Very nice. Fitting well. Good. Fitting well. I like that. Kenny?
Good afternoon. It's nice to be here again.
Kenny from Ireland. Welcome, gentlemen. First and foremost, where is your fearless leader, Andrew Gunner? Is it true he has come down with a mystery illness in this current climate?
I don't know. He went to the bathroom and then he came out looking very sheepish and said there was no Donny roll. I'm not sure what's going on there, but he's away home.
Five of the month. This is absolutely ridiculous. I mean...
Gunner. I know his consistency. He's here most weeks, but he's a gritter. He just runs for like the entry fee money and that's about it.
He's a plodder. That's what we call him. Andrew Gunner, so if you're listening, shout out to you. Where do you think he is, Shagger? I mean, do you have any further light on him?
Look, who knows how this man operates? He is a bit of a man of mystery, so could be anywhere. But I think Kenny might be on the money with that bit of insight.
I like it. Hey, scratchings galore lately. Horsham Cup abandoned,
postponed.
Can you shed some light on why that is the case for the layman listener out there?
So yeah, Horsham was due to have its big cup night Saturday night, but with a few things going on in the industry at the moment, they've had to postpone. Namely, some canine gastroenteritis.
Ooh. So that's what they're calling it. It's actually not potentially
the human
called
coronavirus.
It's potentially called canine coronavirus, which is what they initially said, wasn't it?
There's a type of coronavirus, not human related, that's
been wiping through
while.
The dogs.
A bit of gastro cold like symptoms.
So what happens? Are they just
I think they only actually have the virus for about 3 days, but they might need a few extra weeks just to recover. It happened in WA at the start of January. I think they were running with very small fields for like 3 weeks.
And won't they just spend the rest of the evening on the dock?
Seems like it.
A massive rush to go get some toilet paper for these old greyhounds. They'd be pretty quick at getting to the front of the line. Very interesting. Not so often you hear of whole cups being abandoned due to a little... virus which is running around, so to speak. Hey, gentlemen, we must say, show me the money. Results coming to you in a more eligible format this year. I do have a spreadsheet and I printed them off, but as I was printing off, and I want to get your take on this, and this is not really greyhound talk, this is more office etiquette. I've got to the printer at the same time as someone else. Never met this guy. And I've gone, no, mate, you go ahead. Even though I only had the one page to print. Anyway, this man proceeds to print a document of at least 50 pages.
Oh, no.
At least 50 pages. And then after it was done, there was an error with the printer. And it just said, like, saving data, like, please wait. And just literally turned around and walked off, didn't even acknowledge me, didn't even say thank you. And now the printer didn't even work for me. So I've done a good deed and I've been spat on the face. So karma will come back, and I hope it does, because the leaderboard here has shown me the money's not looking so good. Do we remember our selections last week, Shaga?
I think mine was scratched, but I may have replaced it with a loser.
No, well, for the sake of showing me the money, you were on Shimer Breeze, who got scratched. Aww. So nothing happened there. You just got your money back. Kenny, do you remember who you were on?
I went with Hardstyle Rico, who just got at the start of the Australia Cup and just didn't get a run. Possibly came last.
Yep, well, it may have, but Tinker Craig Gunner's selection did absolutely jack shit. Was no good. And myself, True Detective, second. So I've gone a third and a second. I'm just probing around the winner, but I can't quite find it. So the leaderboard reads Kenny still ahead 400, myself on second, Shagger and Gunner fighting it out with the one scratching and the one last each. It's really spectacular stuff there in the Show Me the Money leaderboard. Hey, the weekend, some great racing we had out there at the Meadows, the Australian Cup and the Superstars final. What was your take on it, gentlemen?
Yeah, good night of racing.
Were you out there?
Didn't get to go out. No, I was down Torquay Ocean Grove Way.
How was?
And that was fantastic. I was able to have a few quiet beverages and enjoy the races.
Nice.
While socialising.
Kenny, you would have headed out there, I'm sure.
No, Gunner made me work, so I was in the office.
Of course.
But it was a good night of racing. There was a brilliant run from Here's Tears to win the Fantabile, and then Fernando's Right won the Australia Cup.
It was. Did you see the two when they did the Superstars final presentation?
I've heard. I didn't see
two
this.
Two punters
this.
Just got up and pretended to be owners of the... of the winning dog, and no one batted an eyelid. These punters ended up taking the trophy.
Yeah, I heard.
Which was fantastic, and almost got it back onto their bus before someone realised what they were doing and said, give me back that trophy. They were off with the check as well. Oh, no, you can't cash in the big novelty check, but it makes for one hell of a story at the Greyhounds. So well done to those. And, you know, I applaud that. They snuck in there and passed the sneaky eye of the stewards. What else have we got, gentlemen? Just to start, anything else before we get cracking on to the races?
No, I think that's everything covered.
That's everything? Any boom dogs?
Well, we did mention a few the other week. Baruga Smoke was one of those.
Yep.
He was unfortunately just a runner-up on that next start, but did salute at Ballarat in pretty quick time last night.
Very good.
Or Wednesday.
So since you identified Baruga Smoke as a boom dog, he's gone a nice second and a nice W.
Yep.
Beautiful. No, I like it. No, I like it. It's good here without Gunner. I don't have anyone chewing my ear off. We get to the point and we get to where we need to a lot quicker. We'll be back after a quick breather here on the non-chasers. All right, second little stanza here of the non-chasers, and we head to Cannington. Now, 2 years ago, gentlemen, this great podcast started, and we actually started with the Perth Cup and Galaxy Heat. So a little happy birthday anniversary to the non-chasers, a two-year-old podcast. Who would have thought would last this long? But nonetheless, we head to Cannington, the cool, crispy air of the West. And we're going to go through some of these heats and some of these Galaxy Heats as some of the big dogs head over West. So without further, gentlemen, Kenny, I'm going to get you to start. Race one is, we got six heats for the Perth Cup.
Yeah.
Six heats. So how's this going to work? The fastest winners and then the two...
I think it's the fastest winners and then the two fastest seconds go
yep.
for the final. I'm not actually 100% on that.
Okay. But Shagger, can you confirm that?
Yeah, WA is Kenny's territory. Ooh, for sure. Right. So I'll go with Kenny's.
Don't step on his patch. Race one in market order. We'll rattle through them, but Simon Todd Helen looks a good thing at $1.26. West on Augie, $5. Werewolf Manali, $5.50. Just about the rest, write your own ticket, Kenny.
I'd be polite if I said this was a two-dog race. Like, Simon Told Helen's an absolute cert. He's going to be out in the way. Box one is West on Augie, who's won the national sprint before. He's been out of action for a few months and just come back, and he's just not hitting his best. So, like, I'm all over box four here, Simon Told Helen.
One for the Maltese, Shagger.
Absolutely.
One for the Maltese. We may as well crack on to the race two. I don't think there's much arguing over $1.26 pop. Race two, Campini is your fave, your fave, as you like to say, Kenny, $1.80. Steinbrenner, $4.20. Sandman Manali, $6. Black Signature, $7.50. Pure Bling, $11. Buster the Brute, $19. And again, the sort of write your own ticket territory for the rest. You taking $1.80 about Campini?
No. Campini loves a reel. He is the track record holder, hence his price. But I've just got my doubts that he can get across and get on the reel. There's a slight bit of pace on his inside. Steinbrenner is over from Vic. He won a good race at the Meadows over 600 last week, and it just seems like he's going to have loads of room down the outside early on. So he seems good value at the price he is.
So you're thinking Campini's going to jag left out of the boxes and just open up like the Black Sea for Steinbrenner around the first bend?
Out and gone.
Ooh, Shagger, do you echo these thoughts?
I do like Steinbrenner. He's had some pretty good form here in Vic, and I think he'll go well.
Well, I'll tell you what, gentlemen, you may have just tipped me into me little show me the money selection a little bit later. Race three at Cannington is the third heat. Tommy Shelby, there is the man, $1.60. Santa's Magic, $5. Chomp Manali, $7.50. Fantastic Bronx, $8. A Red Cap Manali, $8.50. Tommy Shelby, he likes to win. He's opened at $1.60. He's an unbeaten dog. Sorry, he's not unbeaten. He's lost a one.
He's beaten once, but he was in a bad draw in Mandurah, and he could have won that race if he had got a clear run at
it. Tommy Shelby. Is it the name, or is there actually pure talent? Race three, what's your take?
He's a very talented dog. I'd say the name and the fact that he just keeps crumbling in price and winning. He's a very popular dog at the minute, and I think he'll continue to be popular after this race because I cannot see him beating this race.
How good is it that there is a greyhound which is just dominating? Okay, that is they're living up to four. If they're living up to your name by being 9 from 8 and just wiping the floor as a greyhound, Thomas Shelby.
Yeah, it makes it all better.
It makes it sensational. Shagger?
Yeah, definitely with Tommy on this one.
I'm thinking a little multi here. I'm going to bunker down on Saturday night, sit on a couch, and watch this multi. Well, that might be a bit tricky. I'm actually going to be at a festival on Saturday night, but I'll try and do my best to get Sky Racing. Race four, the fourth. No, this isn't the heat. Race four?
Yeah,
Zach Minnelli?
This is
the heat?
Yeah, it's
Zachy Minnelli, $2.45. The first time a dog's not going around in odds on territory. $2.45 for Zach Minnelli. Premium share, $3.10. Number seven, Mr. Harlewood, $3.70. Number six, Mermaid Minnelli, $10. Number one, Schnazzy Wompo. That's a name I adore. And a half. That is excellent. Zach Minnelli, the favourite.
There's a chance.
There's a lot of shorties here.
There's a chance this dog was off even shorter as well.
Wow. So where do you mark it?
I'm against him, but the only reason is the dog called Premium Share. I'm a massive fan of this dog. He hasn't run since October, so there's slight worries about him being back to his best. But there's not much pace on either side of him, and if he is at his best, then he'll lead up this race, and he'll be hard to run past. But Zach Minnelli is in top form. He's flying around there. He did 29.47 recently, so if you're going to back Zach Minnelli, I would say now's the time.
Very good. Shags?
Yeah, it's a shame Mr. Harlewood is drawn on the other side of the track. Would have been keen on him had he been drawn close to the rail, but yeah, I think I'd have to go Zach Minnelli on this one too.
Is Schnazzy Wompo any chance whatsoever?
With a name like that.
He needs a lot of luck.
And box one.
Oh, not the right box?
No, I think it's...
It's the right box, maybe just not the right grade for him.
Oh, he might be getting my money. What about Empty Chamber? Really sort of living into the flavour of the month with the toilet paper rush at the moment. No chance you would have thought at the $30 mark. All right, race five. Heat number five, Starlight Yo-Yo, the favourite, $2.05. Rolo Manali, $5. Naughty Gun, $6. Cosmic Gas, $7. Nessa's Yasmin, it's a bit of a double name, can't trust them, $11. Banjo's Girl, $11. Shag, I'm going to start with you.
I'm going to go Starlight Yo-Yo on this one. Paul Stewart's been a powerhouse over there in WA for a while now, and I trust him to put the polish on.
Tricky box, though, tricky box.
Tricky box, I think he'll overcome it.
Yep, okay, like that. Shagger, I mean, Kenny?
The biggest danger here is Naughty Gun, who's not the most consistent around Cannington. He's definitely, if this was in Mandurah, I'd be backing him, but unfortunately we're not there. Starlight's probably perfectly drawn in four. It should be out in the way here. In five, sorry.
Like it. All right, final heat of the Perth Cup, 88, your favourite in the sixth heat, $2.70. Kiss Me Linda, $3. Fredo Manelli at $3.90. Snally Gaster at $7. And Malfetta Bound at $15. Again, the rest, it really feels like it's a favourite's night at Cannington on Saturday. Shaggy, I'm going to start with you here. In this, yeah. This one's a bit tighter, I feel, but again.
It is often the case for big races, cup heats, etc., that favourites get up. And again, you've got Paul Stewart, favourite off the red, without having done a lot of form on this meeting. I think I'd have to go with that.
Can I?
I think Kiss Me Linda's going to struggle to get on the rail. She absolutely wants box one. 88's not in the best form for me. It is definitely the most open race of these heats. So I'm going to go with Fredo Minnelli. He's got potential to win this. He might struggle to get to Le Ban, but if he gets there, he will win.
Beautiful. Well said. If you've listened through there, you've got some nice mail, and you know, just pick and choose which ones you want to multi up and get exotic with, because I guarantee you one thing here on the non-chasers, these boys can deliver some winners with their hard-hitting analysis. Race 7. Now, this is the Galaxy stuff. Here's Tears, that dog we mentioned before, which took home the Superstars final at the Meadows on Saturday night. Jump straight on the plane, heads over the West. Cannington, $1.65. Put in takeout job, Shagger, or not?
Look, Boom Down wouldn't be without a chance here.
$3.70 for Boom Down.
Yeah, we've seen Here's Tears a little bit awkward getting around dogs in the past. We saw...
Has Here's Tears had his grand final now?
Perhaps. But no, look, you've got to like the dog, but at $1.65, that's pretty short odds to be taking. Mm-hmm. And Boom Down, very powerful finisher. Could be a bit more value there, even though he's only at the 370 at the moment.
Excellent. Ken?
Yeah, this dog in box four, Grace Ali, breaks quite well, and I think it's just going to hold up Here's Tears. Here's Tears does have the ability to recover from that, but it gives us a reason to look at some outsiders, and I agree with Shannon. I like Boom Down here. He's back in his home turf. He loves box one. And maybe Cindy's Oliver for a place bet at 320 as well.
Very good. Very good. Second heat, True Detective, your favourite, $1.60. Poor old True Detective couldn't get the job done for yours truly and Show Me the Money last week, but we'll go again here. $1.60. Blue Summer Sky, $2.40. Laptop Wizard, $10. Funny name, old Laptop Wizard. West on Violet, $21. And big odds for the 8 and the 7. Dinah Gavin and Jackpot Jill, respectively. It's all about True Detective, you would have thought here, gents.
Yeah. He's a better dog than Blue Summer Sky. He's not ideally drawn, but he's definitely the best dog in the race. Blue Summer Sky is flying around Cannington, but I can't go against True Detective, even though I should have last week.
Shags?
Yeah, agree. True Detective.
You like
good
this.
Early pace
I like
over
the
these.
Amount of agreeing here between you two. That's just what I like to see, because it pays dividends at the end of the day. Race 9, $2.40, Rockstar Patriot, $2.60, Flake Minnelli. Number one, Blazing Cartier, $4.80, a dog you've liked in the past, Kenny. Number four, Hurricane Tears, $6.50. Inversion, the 7, $17. And number two, Beryllium, $31. The last race we'll touch on today, gents.
I'm going to go for Hurricane Tears. It's the brawler of Here's Tears. Mm-hmm. First look at the track. He's been struggling in Vic recently, but he's beaten Here's Tears at the Gardens before. He's definitely a good price at $6.50. The 8 dog flies around here, but he's very badly boxed. Fleck Minnelli does not like the outside and struggles to run past dogs. And Rockstar Patriot he's stepping back up in distance. He's been out of the game for a while, and it seems a bit too soon for me.
And love's coming second, by the looks of it. Old Rockstar Patriot, Shags.
Might go for Blazing Cartier off the inside.
There you go, a little bit of
was very keen on Hurricane Tears in its last start at Sandown a little while back, month or so ago, and was really disappointed in the run. Since then, he's left the Britain Kennel and headed over to WA. So, who knows, change of scenery, he might fire up. But, so potentially value there at $6.50 on Hurricane Tears, but Blazing Cartier for me.
Your Rockstar Patriot won it last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Well done.
Possibly. I wasn't here in the country at the time, but I've heard
I'm
that
99% sure, and when I'm 99% sure, generally pretty right, gents. Well done. We've written them down there. A few sort of shorty. Simon Told Helen. Steinbrenner around the $4 mark, if you like to play. Tommy Shelby brings a bit of Peaky Blinders action to Cannington on Saturday night. We'll be back in a second for a good old favourite dog food and Show Me the Money, as well as a multi, gentlemen, which we must apologise about last week. We'll be back in a second. All right, final bend now. I'll say it a lot, but we reach that part of the show where we've put the analysis to the side. We get to have a little bit of fun. I'm not saying that the analysis part of it isn't fun, because that's finding winners, and that's very enjoyable. But I'm going to start with the multi. Now, last week, it's tricky, because we do the podcast on the Thursday, and we put the multi up, and then we're at the mercy of the scratching gods, aren't we, gentlemen? So last week, we put up Sharma Breeze. It got scratched, and then we put up...
Hardstyle Rico?
No. Oh, in the multi.
Oh, we put up... Well, who did you replace it with? Was it...
replace it with one that then got scratched.
Yeah, there's another one got scratched. So we're really kicking goals here. And we're just trying to give something to the people. First week, we did a three-leg into two-leg, one gets scratched. And then last week, we did the four into three. Our replacement gets scratched. So we'll go again. All right? We'll come back to it. All right? We'll do our Show Me the Money. And then we'll come back to the multi. And I reckon we just put our Show Me the Money selections to place in the multi. What do you reckon, gents?
Yep, sounds good.
You like it? All right. Well, let's do Show Me the Money now then. We'll change it up a little bit. We'll do dog food right at the tail of the show. Show Me the Money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money. Dollar.
I'm going to go with the
goodness,
hurricane
just jumped
dog.
Right in. We just have the little pause for the stinger to play out there, and old Kenny just jumps in. Who are you going to go for? Must I say over here, the clubhouse leader.
I'm going to go for Hurricane Tears. This is to place, yeah?
No. This is your Show Me the Money, but for the multi, we'll chuck them into place.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah. Hurricane Tears. What are we talking? 650?
Yeah, 650 at the minute.
Oh, truth. All right.
I was going to go Friday Night Meadows. Is that allowed?
Yes.
I think Ultimate Bling Race 3, number 8, will go well there.
Ultimate Bling?
Yep.
Race 3?
He'll be potentially chasing down a dog well out in front, Scatterbox, but I don't know whether he's got the journey in him. So
you're going $2.50, Ultimate Bling. Bling, $2.50. To place, that's $1.40. Looking good here. Jeez, you've thrown me up here a bit, gentlemen. I'm going to go with, I'm going to stick to my guns. My guns being your guns, because Steinbrenner is going to be my selection for Show Me the Money. But I'll tell you what, if Schnazzy Wompo wins, I'll be freaking furious. So Steinbrenner for me at $4.20. Very good. That will put us in all $100 bets on them in Show Me the Money. The multi, gentlemen, looks like this. It's a $4.91. So we're off $5.
Yep.
We're off of $5, need two legs.
Yeah, no problem.
Jesus. That's very good, because one of them's $2.60 pop. You've really just chucked the value in.
Well, we'll let you call the prices in the multi. You don't get to do it often, so.
Okay, look at that. I like it.
Giving the punters some grills.
It's we're offering $5, Steinbrenner to place, Ultimate Bling to place, and Hurricane Tears to place. Only need two leads.
Too easy.
Wow. That's probably the best one you'll ever get, I reckon.
Ultimate Bling will be a two dividend placed race.
That's okay.
Small field,
it's the
so
fave.
Keep that in mind.
It's gonna be this is gonna be a good one. If Hurricane Tears gets it, you reckon you're virtually home.
Yeah.
Because you'll know on Friday night if you're close, but then Cannington's where you can boot it over the line. Well, Hurricane Tears will be the last leg. Excellent. Well put together, multi, gentlemen. Dog food brought to you by Chum Dog Food. So good, it's so tasty. Good way to end the show.
Ah, Chum is so chumpy, you get carving.
And as always, gentlemen, I like to find a little theme of the week. The theme this week being toilet paper. Now, toilet paper's obviously swept this nation, or the lack thereof actually has swept the nation, and I don't know what's happening, but people are going out there and buying toilet paper in the event that they might be, Armageddon might happen and they need to live. But I asked the question, what are you going to do to eat? Are you going to eat the toilet paper, or what's the go?
Yeah, when this happens in Ireland, the first thing to go is... bread and milk.
But
beer,
like
beer, surely.
But exactly. Well, but like, it's ridiculous.
Just
like,
the people going to eat. Shitters.
People. I was at the supermarket last night, and all the toilet paper was gone. But then there were other things like pasta and all that.
Yeah.
All gone. I don't get it. It is stupid. Media build up, and it makes no sense. But alas, it has given me the theme for dog food, so it's good for something. Can I test your buzzers, please? Kenny and Shagger, there'll be no generosity to you, Shagger, with no gunner here today. Test your buzzers, please, Kenny.
Schnazzy Womple.
Ooh, Shagger.
Oh, Shagger.
Shagger,
didn't
like
come
it.
Prepared with a Schnazzy Womple.
Schnazzy Womple, all right. As the music just cruises up there, knowing dog food, let's get stuck into it. Woof, woof. Question number one. Toilet dash.
Schnazzy Womple.
Kenny.
I'm going to go with dog.
You're incorrect. That is a toilet paper reference. Obviously, you need to do a toilet dash, and you need a lot of toilet paper to do it. Negative one to you. Shagger doesn't even answer the question, and he's in the lead. Question two. Bathroom blitz.
Shagger.
Yes.
Dog.
No. Yes, it is. It's a dog. 2001 unraced dog. Never made it to the track, but it had the name Bathroom Blitz. Shagger's on one. Kenny's on negative one as we head to question number three. Toilet.
Shagger.
No, dog.
Nah. Surely not.
That is a greyhound. Now, if you can, for a bonus point, please tell me what decade this dog was registered in.
That has to be like early 90s.
Close, but you'd then need the decade.
Then 80s?
No.
2000s?
No. 1931, this greyhound was registered. That is an early dog named Toilette. Wow. If anyone owns Toilette out there, or did own, please get in touch with us. 2-1. It's almost all over. This is a victory lap now, unless Shagger really butchers it from here. Question four, paper run.
Schnazzy Womple.
Yes.
Dog.
Correct. 1979, greyhound. That was registered in 1979. You're on zero. Yep. But I'll put you on. It's a double pointer. The last one's double point. As always here on the Non Chasers. Question five, Woolworths.
Shagger.
What's he got?
That's a toilet.
Yes, it is. He's nailed it. 4 points for Shagger. That's a comprehensive victory. 4-0 here in dog food. Gentlemen, that is it. Shag's pretty good at it. That's two career wins. You've got the multi. $5 we're offering for that. Need two legs.
Yep.
That is unbelievable value, considering
it's almost too good.
It is almost too good. But I'll tell you what, we did need to give that to the punters after the last 2 weeks of it sort of getting. Yeah. If one gets scratched, we apologise. We can't do anything about it. All right, we're not pulling the wool over your eyes. We're just at the mercy of the dogs. Anything else, boys? Final thoughts, queries, concerns?
Absolutely nothing.
No, it's good having got
it.
It
actually is. It's brilliant.
A bit more peaceful. Normality resumes. All right, fellas, Perth Cup heats, Galaxy heats. It's going to be a cracking night of racing, but as always, please do it. If you are going to have a punt, please do it in a responsible manner. And we'll see you next time here in the Non-Chasers. See you, gents.
It's been a pleasure.
So much.